Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Nolala Njenga back on the show. We've been talking about a recent lesson that she learned from having broken a rule that she made for herself. And, you know, Lala, and by the way, folks, what the lesson was, in case you just tuned in, she's always said, I'll hire when there's opportunity. When customers come in the door and I need more help, I'll hire then. And you hired a little bit in advance of that. You didn't do as good a job maybe as you would have liked hiring the person. And so what happened was the person wound up being an expense instead of an investment longer than they should have.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so one of the things that was your basis for this hiring decision was should you hire for experience and have them not have to train them so much, or should you hire them for intelligence and potential?
Right.
And you chose B.
And I chose potential. And I do want to say that that's not an across-the-board thing.
Right.
Meaning, I think at different times in the maturity of a company, you can afford to hire based on potential. And there are times in a company where you really need to go with experience. And in my industry, you know, it's a little bit different. I'm in marketing strategy. Marketing is very dynamic, and so you always want a fresh approach, fresh perspectives, new way of thinking. And I like to mix it up in my company. I like that everybody's in a different generation and has different experiences mm-hmm. and things like that. So I like
diversity is powerful.
Absolutely. I like that, you know, there's like 35 years, you know, between my youngest and my oldest.
Right.
Worker. So, but sometimes when you bring someone in that's too experienced, it's their way, right? Mm-hmm. They come with, you know, we all got baggage, right?
Yeah.
But they can come with a certain amount of baggage about the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I've had a candidate with 25 years of experience in marketing try to tell me how I should run my company.
Right.
And that was just in the job interview.
Yeah.
So you can imagine... You can imagine what that would have been like hiring that person and working with that person on a daily basis. So I don't regret choosing potential. I just think mm-hmm. that I it's possible that I underestimated where the end of the potential was
right.
and the beginning of the liability was.
And here's the thing, though. There may have been no way for anybody to have known that.
Exactly.
So obviously you don't need to be beating yourself up, and obviously you continue to be in business. You're
right.
able to ride through this setback.
We got over it.
This setback, and so obviously you're doing a whole lot of other things really really well. So congratulations on that. But also congratulations and thank you for having the courage and the benevolence to share these ideas. I mean the thing that I love about my Brain Trust members is. They'll tell you about the mistakes they made. And Olala, you and I know that if I'm listening to a really smart person, I don't mind hearing about their successes, but I really want to hear where they messed up.
Right.
Because,
and I think that was the attraction.
Yeah.
The New York Times.
Yeah.
Is this smart lady who did something seemingly dumb? Like, how does that happen? You know,
really think it's dumb. I just think it's. I think maybe you did break a rule. But I don't. I think you should do. I think you should not call it a rule anymore.
Okay.
I think you should call it a rule of thumb.
A rule of thumb.
Just
okay.
a general accepted practice.
There we go.
That not a rule, because rules have to be broken, right? But this is something. That you know, I mean, everybody, look, the only people who haven't made bad hiring decisions are the people who've never hired anyone.
There's that, right? What a beautiful way of saying it.
Yeah.
There's that. I've got no regrets. I was happy to share it. It did initially kind of shock me and embarrass me a little bit. But you know what? I'm an only child. I'm so used to being embarrassed. So
but you know,
I just
the other
roll
thing,
with it.
The other thing is, I don't know why you couldn't, in the next interview you hire somebody, I don't know why you couldn't bring this up and say, you know what? Let me tell you what happened to me once before. I hired somebody for potential. It didn't work out. Here's how I got blindsided. How can you help me not do that?
Oh, I love that. But I will also say that the next person that I hire is very likely to have Googled me before they... So they may know about that,
so
and
what,
they cancel the interview.
The truth is, you may never get to hire anybody else as long as you live, Olala.
I'll have to hire my mom.
Hey, Olala, you're branded.
For all the wrong reasons.
There you go. Hey, Olala, give us the website quickly one more time.
Absolutely. YellowwoodGroup.com is where I work, and Olala, OLALAH.com, is where I play.
Thank you for being here, Olala. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Olala and Jenga, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Olala joined us. And have fun to boot, right? I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.